Chapter 2: The Sheriff of Nottingham finds Robin Hood. Robin's grandfather died, then his mother and father. After 25 years, Robin was Lord of Gamwell and Locksley, and lived in his father's home, Locksley House. The village people liked Robin Fitzooth. "He is a good man," they said. "No man, woman or child is hungry on Robin of Locksley's lands. Not all lords were so kind." The worst person was the greedy sheriff of Nottingham. This year the sheriff took everything from the villagers, and often these poor people were very hungry. Robin listened carefully to the stories about the sheriff. He sent food and clothes to the poorest families. Diamond suit. At about this time, people began to tell stories about a robber. They called him Robin Hood. "The sheriff is a hard man," they said. "He and his rich friends take everything from us. But now brave Robin Hood and his men rob rich people and give their money to poor villagers." In those days, the Great North Road went through Sherwood Forest. Robin Hood's men often stopped rich men in the forest and took their money. Sometimes Prince John's men also used the road, so Robin Hood robbed him too. "The forest is on your land," said Prince John to the sheriff. "Why don't you catch and kill this robber?" Single quote. "It is not so easy," answered the sheriff. "The village people don't want to tell me much. They say only that the robbers live in a near Sherwood Forest, but they know more than they say. I have a plan to learn more about this man Robin Hood."
"What is your plan?" asked the prince.
"It is this," answered the sheriff. "Robin of Locksley lives near Sherwood Forest. Tonight there is going to be a great party at Locksley House. I know that Fitzooth will invite the village people on his land. So I will send one of my men. He can wear village clothes and ask questions about good Robin Hood, the people's friend. When I know more about this Robin, I can catch him as year." That evening, there were a lot of people at Locksley House. There was food and drink for the villagers, and there was dancing and singing. Everybody was very happy, and Robin was the happiest person there, because he and the lovely Lady Marian Fitzwalter planned to marry the next day. The sheriff's man turned to a villager next to him as year. "I often hear the name Robin Hood," he said.
"Who is he? Does he live near here?"
Single quote. The man laughed. "Don't you know, friend? Robin Fitzooth is Robin Hood." Single quote. The sheriff's man quickly left Locksley House and went to his lord.
"This is better than I hoped," said the sheriff.
"Tomorrow, Robin Fitzooth will marry Lady Marian at St. Mary's Abbey. But my men will stop him and bring him to me. Prince John will kill him and give me Fitzooth's money and lands. Lady Marian's family is also rich. She will not marry Robin. So perhaps I will marry her. Yes, tomorrow will be a great day for me." Single quote.